This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tallow isn't a gimmick. It's skin identical, vitamin rich, and wildly effective. Grass-fed tallow mirrors your skin's natural biology, delivering nutrients in a way plant oils and synthetics just can't. It's one of the most nourishing, skin-compatible ingredients on the planet. And it's the foundation of Primally Pure's cult-favorite balms and body butters. These aren't just moisturizers, they're skin solutions. Whether you're dealing with dryness, irritation, or just want a natural glow, your skin will recognize the difference. Ready to try what your skin's been waiting for? Discover why thousands are switching to tallow for naturally radiant, healthy skin. Head to primallypure.com. That's PrimallyPure.com. Your skin will thank you.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
We were shooting for 1:30 a.m. It is exactly 1:30 a.m. I know my guy Matt Bove here has been working hard in the media room and his TV coverage. I've been writing arrow up, arrow down for WGR550.com, and we're both trying to wrap our stinking heads around what just happened on this field behind us, buddy.
Yeah, so my sister, I mentioned this a couple times in the pod, my sister got married on Saturday. They had a post-wedding breakfast on Sunday morning, and I remember talking to a couple of the people at the breakfast who are huge Bills fans about the season opener, and it was a very common question. What do you expect? Do you think the Bills are going to win? Do you think it's going to be a great season? I couldn't even dream up what we just watched when we were having those conversations. That game was legitimately insane. That is one of the craziest sporting events that I have ever witnessed. And for it to be the final home opener inside this stadium is just so unbelievably poetic.
I don't really know where to start, but we have to start at the end, right? Because of the way it ended and how everything unfolded at the end, and knowing that it was truly the most poetic way to end and have the type of game for the final home opener ever inside this stadium. At what point did you say, I actually think like they could come back and win this game?
Didn't. I didn't. Like,
until it went through.
Until it went through, honestly, because it we've seen the craziest things. And even as the kick went through at the end, it looked like it almost got blocked by Kyle Hamilton. You know, you're like, okay, maybe he pulls it, whatever. I know it's a short kick. After the Ed Oliver forced fumble, I thought to myself, oh, whoa, like they got a chance in this game.
Yep.
But then they kind of left too much time on the clock. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, you got to be strategic with how soon you score here. You got the timeouts. You got to figure out what happens. Then there's the fade to Keon Coleman, which I despise.
Me too.
Call. After that happens, I go, okay, they're going to lose. The Ravens just have to get a first down. And then after that, it's 3rd and 9. They, you know, get two stops. And I'm like, the Ravens are going to pick this up. And then they didn't. It was 4th and 3. And then I looked at Josh Reed next to me in the press box and I go, you go for this? He's like, well, if you don't get it, you basically give the Bills the game because they're in field goal range automatically. So they punt it, and then Josh Allen takes him down the field.
It wasn't a great punt, and Brandon Codrington let it go. Mm-hmm. And they had to go, what, maybe 35, 40 yards? That was it?
I don't think I truly thought there was a chance they won the game until Josh Allen hit Josh Palmer on that throw when they got the ball back.
Great call.
And that put it to the 34-yard line. So even at that point, I'm like, okay, the Bills have a chance to be kicking a field goal here. But I don't think I thought it even after it went through, I was like, what did we just watch?
Believe it or not, in the locker room, Sean McDermott in the media room said after they got the fumble, that's when he started to believe that they could actually, you know, he was confident they could win the game. So as the game is going, I kept thinking to myself, one of those deals where you just never want it. You never know. It's a football game. You've been in a lot of these. Look, at full disclosure, I write my arrow up, arrow down column sometimes while I'm actually on the field. I speak it into my phone. I start talking, right? That way I have it ready after the game. And I start with arrows up when they win. I start with arrows down when they lose. Matt, I had already started arrow down and had 3 written already. Just like I think you tweeted out, you already had a column started with how the Bills lost, right?
Oh, it wasn't started. It was done. It was done. It was done.
See ya.
Here's the beginning. Now, this is, if you're watching on video, I apologize. It's not the best video. To describe the Buffalo Bills' defensive performance on Sunday as embarrassing would be an understatement. It was the sloppiest outing from the Bills' defense in recent memory after an offseason with a major emphasis on trying to improve that side of the ball. So far, not so good. The Ravens moved the ball with ease on the ground and through the air, punted just twice, and scored more points than any other team in Week 1. What was most disheartening about the day was that it wasted a solid performance from the offense. Don't get it twisted. The offense didn't fire on all cylinders Sunday night, but they did enough against a good Ravens team to give themselves a chance to win. But the defense was putrid, and the Bills' offense couldn't keep up. That's what I wrote.
You had to discard it all, pretty much.
None of it will see the light of day. I mean, I think like the headline was embarrassing performance from the Buffalo Bills defense haunts team in season opening loss.
I'm glad we work in a digital technology age where you could do that. I had basically the Buffalo Bills, you know, dropped a really tough loss to the Baltimore Ravens. It just did not look good. And then I changed it to the Buffalo Bills won an incredible comeback. Anyway, the point I'm making here is we're watching this. And as I'm doing that, I'm preparing for that. But I kept saying to myself, boy, the Ravens just letting them hang around. But if all the Bills need is one play, if they can get one play, they just never got it until the fumble. But I kept thinking to myself, man, they're just letting them hang around too much. And we know the Bills will just keep playing.
I didn't get to that point. I didn't get it to that point until they forced the Ravens to kick the or to punt it at the end. And it gave them the ball back with like a minute 30 or something like that. That is why are you changing your article? Nothing changed. I mean, we're going to still talk of Bill. We're still going to talk about how bad the defense was.
Yeah, because the article was literally saying the Bills lost and they didn't.
Was wrong.
That's why you change it.
Yeah, you
changed. By the way, if you're in the chat box, thank you. We're not going to really show any comments on the screen tonight. It's just a little too tough the way that we're set up here tonight, but you can all chat with each other and we'll see your comments along the way.
So that's when they punted it is kind of when I started to figure out like, okay, you're working now though on such a tight deadline that I'm not rewriting anything. So I still now, when we're done with this at 2 a.m. or whatever it is going to have to go and start writing again. So yeah, that's what we'll do. But it was just, to me, this is weird. It's a weird comparison, but I've got one for you. I feel like this is this generation's Cowboys Bills Monday Night Football game.
Oh, I like it.
Where in that game, you have no idea how they lost. Right. The Cowboys score. They don't get the 2-point conversion. You think they win. They get the onside kick back. They go down the field. They kick a game winning field goal. It feels like in this instance, the Bills are the Cowboys and the Ravens are sitting here and going, how the heck did we just lose that game?
I I would say from the Ravens side, it would be like that same way, right? Like, oh my God, this is a night game that they'll remember for a long, long time. The Ravens come in here and had everything in control, and the Bills wind up beating them. And I saw a chat a little bit earlier that said, finally, the Bills win the game of the year. How many times have the Bills lost the game of the year?
Yeah, well, 13 seconds, right, is of course the one we all think about. There was the Vikings game a couple years ago that was absolute insanity. There have been
Rams.
The Rams game. There have been some really, really weird ones. And for now, this one, the Bills end up on the right side of it, the winning side of it. The one thing I'll say is we're not going to gloss over all of the things that went wrong in this game, because there's a lot of negatives in this game. So much of the conversation over the last couple months has been about the path to the one seed and if the Bills can pull this off. Getting this win tonight, understanding it's just a game, is monumental. The Chiefs are 0-1. The Ravens are 0-1, and now you have the head-to-head tiebreaker against that team.
Not that there was a big threat in the AFC East, but every team in the AFC East lost coming into tonight.
The Houston Texans lost to the Los Angeles Rams. The Cincinnati Bengals did not look like world beaters, barely beating the Cleveland Browns. They have a long way to go. After watching them give up 40 points, you know, I'm not saying that, like, no matter, like the Jets even game next week, the Jets looked better than we thought. So it's not like these are just going to be cakewalk wins for the Bills. But I feel like this one seed is very much in play with the way that everything around the NFL played out in this first weekend.
All right, so let's just kind of walk through this game and kind of as it went on. The Bills were obviously just completely destroyed by Derrick Henry once again. This guy just torches him every time they play, it seems like. Maybe not in the playoff game last year, but holy cow. Mm-hmm. Matt, I went through the long plays. It's pretty much Henry, but the Bills gave up 5 plays of 30 yards or more, 8 plays of 20 yards or more. They gave up 4 touchdowns of 20 yards or more, and a couple of those were Derrick Henry long, long runs. This is a guy, the Ravens had over 200 rushing yards. They had 8 yards a play, just too much. You have to be better stopping the run. I mean, obviously you come out of this, I know everybody's very excited, we all are, and it's a long season and teams change, but my goodness, they have to be able to do something better in the run game.
Yeah, and I don't think you can point to any one player or any one thing and say that's the reason why it was so bad, but if you were worried about the safeties going into the season, I think you're even more worried about the safeties right now. If they lost this game, I feel like we would be talking about Jabril Peppers, and can you get that guy onto a red eye like Matt Prater was a couple days ago? The safety play was not good enough. There were way too many times where they either missed a tackle, they got thrown to the ground, they took a bad angle. It is Derrick Henry. It's Lamar Jackson. So if they did lose, I think another thing we would probably be talking about a little bit is this might be the hardest offense in the NFL to defend. So it should conceivably get easier. But who knows? If you're trying to accomplish what we all think they're trying to accomplish, you're going to have to play these guys again, or you're going to have to play another elite team again. And the first 55 minutes of this game were putrid.
I didn't love Joey Bosa's game, especially against the option. He crashed down a couple of times. Lamar pulled it out. He has to be a little bit better than that, but he was pretty good against the run at times on Derrick Henry when they had to make sure they had a couple of plays. But Ed Oliver was really the best player on defense for the Buffalo Bills tonight.
Yeah, Ed Oliver was the story for the defense. He had the sack on the Ravens' first drive, offensive drive of the game that forced the Ravens to have to kick a long field goal. He had a tackle for loss on a play that eventually was the Bills' first forced punt of the game. And then, of course, the biggest play defensively for the Bills was his tackle for loss forced fumble on Derrick Henry that gave the Bills life.
Ripping the ball out.
Ed Oliver was a dominant force in this game. He was unequivocally their defensive MVP.
He was 18 for 169, 9.4 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns. They ran for 238 yards total, 8.2 yards per rush, not per play, 8.2 yards per rush. I think it was 7 yards a play for the Baltimore Ravens. For the Buffalo Bills, I don't know how they did it, but they actually wound up outgaining the Ravens at the end of the day. 497 yards, including Josh Allen throwing for 394, 33 for 46. He was sacked once, 2 TDs, no interceptions. And this is against a Ravens defense. Let's remember, we were all told 5 first round picks in the secondary. Oh my God, that Ravens defense is loaded. And by the way, they are really, really good. But the Bills had close to 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, well, they looked really, really good until the Bills kind of started to click in the end of the game. And, you know, you start to wonder, are they giving them the stuff underneath? Were the Bills just picking them apart once Kyle Hamilton departed? I mean, once they opened it up, how many times? I feel like it was the Bills' second drive offensively of the game where they ran it three straight times, didn't get it, punted it, gave the ball back to the Ravens.
I hated that play calling sequence.
I hated it, and I'm just thinking to myself, you have Josh Allen. Then the next offensive drive in that game, I think they tried a screen pass that Keon dropped. They had another one to Dalton Kincaid that he fumbled, and it got kicked out of bounds. And I'm just thinking to myself, you have the reigning MVP. Let him throw it all over the place. And then guess what happened when he started to throw it all over the place? He looked like the guy who might win the MVP again this year. The throw he made to Josh Palmer at the end of the game, in the moment, I think you're trying to figure out, okay, do they have a chance? Can they get down the field? What just happened? Oh, my God, that's crazy. Watching the replay, it is a truly absurd. He had a couple of them. There was the throw at the end of the first half to Dalton Kincaid.
Yes.
7 seconds on the clock. Carl Jones, who played corner at Syracuse, is sitting two seats over from me. And I go, I don't know. Do you have time for a play? Are you just going to take a Hail Mary down to the end zone? And he goes, anything less than 8 seconds, you're not going to have time to get a play in. Josh throws a rope to Dalton Kincaid on the sideline. Once they stole 3 points there.
Tell me, because I'm on the field and I don't have the advantage of replay. Was there a second left? Yeah. Was that the right call to put a second back?
It was really, really close, but it looked like he had made contact with the ground going out of bounds with 1 second on the clock. So I do think that they got that one right. And actually, I think most...
It's a huge play, by the way. Huge. Think about the way the game unfolded.
Oh, 3 points. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. So that was one. There was one other one. The one missed play that the refs had in this game was Josh slid on a play that looked like he clearly got the first down, and then they marked him short, and then they got a holding penalty on the next play, and I believe the Bills had to punt. But that's also the, that was also the sequence that kind of started the comeback. So it's crazy how it all.
There was also can I point out, these are little things. At the end of the half, before the Bills took over, for some reason they reset the play clock for the Ravens and they gave them extra time. The Bills should have got the ball with 40 something seconds. They only got it with 30 something. We were noticing that in the sideline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you
as well. So all these little things start to add up. The other piece of play calling I really did not like was the two point conversion plays. I didn't like the 2-point conversion plays. And in fact, I didn't like even going for two at the first time the Bills did that. I understand McDermott's thinking they wanted them to keep playing offense. Well, that's only if you get it. By not getting it, now you're catching up the whole game. You could have kept that a 7-point game, but then you made it an 8-point game, which meant you had to get the next one.
Was that the one where Keon went out of bounds and then caught it, and then didn't they go for that because they got a penalty? The Ravens defense got a penalty, so they were doing a 2-point.
That was the second one. I guess I didn't like then. They had three. They went over three on 2-point conversions.
Okay, so the first one, I agree. The second one was the correct call. Going for it when you have the 1 yard instead of 2 yards.
First one, that's the first one.
Correct call.
Yes,
the one. if they lost this game by 2 points and the fourth or the 2-point conversion failed to Keon on that, that would be a mind-numbing way to lose a game. That would have been something we would have been sitting here criticizing. I mean, we still are criticizing it. It was dumb. I understand that you like your guy and you want to let him try and make a play. I despise that play call in that situation. But they got the ball back. And Keon Coleman was a star in this game. Like, we don't want to overgeneralize because this is one game in a season. Keon Coleman balled out in this game. Like, this was a almost felt like an arrival on the national stage.
And how crazy, he dropped his first pass. Now, that wasn't a great throw by Josh. A little bit behind him. And it was right down the line from where I was, and it was a little behind him. So I'm going to put that a little bit on Josh, but you still should have caught it. But right after that, he atoned the rest of the game. Now, what did you think about the 2-point conversion, though? Should he have made that catch? The fade. Even though it was a bad call.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It was good coverage. Okay. I mean, it was good coverage. It was 50-50, and right. Josh is going to trust his guy in that situation. In every one of those instances, I want Josh Allen in shotgun, rolling out to his side, trying to buy time for somebody to get open or potentially running. That's what I want every single one of those times. I am of the belief, and maybe this is just the wrong way of thinking of it, if the Bills have a chance to win a game, I want Josh running. Or Josh having options. I don't love to just immediately drop back and throw a fade ball up to Keon Coleman there.
I don't know. Someone in the chat box said something about clock management. They were great with clock management today.
Yeah, they were phenomenal.
I hated the play calls for the 2-point conversions. Mm-hmm. They were great with clock management. When they got the ball back at the end of the half to be able to do what they did to get that field goal. Mm-hmm. And then, guys, at the end of the game, I had a long conversation with Reed Ferguson about just the operation at the end of the game. Let's remember, they had no timeouts. They knew they had to kneel on the ball on the final play and then get everybody out. Remember when the Chiefs ran the fire drill the other night? And what did everybody say? Bills would never be able to do that. No. Look, they ran it out at the end. I get it. Well, the Bills had 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But they were ready to do it.
Sure.
And they also lined up and they still had 10 seconds left when they were able to kick it.
They were ready to do it, but they had a 32-yard field goal where Harrison Butker had a 59-yarder and the Chiefs had half as much time. So, to the Bills' credit, they executed the situation that they had perfectly, but I do not think the two things are equal. The Bills were not in any way, shape, or form rushed at the end of this game.
Not at all.
They got onto the field, loosely jogged. Prater even had time to do a warm-up kick where, like, you know, you go and you do the thing and then you step back, you get in position. I think they were running out on the field with 28 seconds left. So that's all. I mean, that's a lot of time for what was the Prater game-winning kick, a 32-yarder?
Yeah, what I thought was interesting was they waited and waited. You're like, wait, 6, 5, 4. They waited to snap it because they had to. Uh-huh. But he's sitting there, and I'm thinking,
I'm like, just snap it, right?
Because you don't want the guy to get iced.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like, holy, you don't want the clock to go out either. Like the whole time, I'm like, oh my god, like if you delay this on accident an extra second or two, the clock hits zero and you lose. I was thinking, I told somebody up in the press box, snap the ball with 4 seconds. If you snap the ball with 4 seconds, even on a short kick, they're going to just run the clock down. It feels like they will never do anything less than 4 seconds on one of those kicks. Yep. And then it just gave you that extra second of, you know, wiggle room.
All right. Anything else we left on the plate here? What do you got? James Cook for 44 yards.
This is we can kind of post this one. Coleman was blocked out of bounds on the 2-point conversion and should not have been penalized. I disagree. I do think that there was a little bit of contact that got Coleman out of bounds, but I don't think it was enough to say that he was thrown out of bounds and that he couldn't have been the first guy to touch it back in. It felt like somebody else said 100% pushed out. I feel like it would, if the Bills were in that position and a Bills defender touched somebody and they went out, you would be like, that's not a push. They just kind of made contact with them.
Okay, I also want to address this whole thing about people leaving this game early, okay? Yeah, I know. You're going to hear all the cat calls and the people calling out fans for leaving early and all that kind of stuff, and you're not true fans. Folks, this wasn't an AFC divisional game. It wasn't an AFC championship game. I get it. I'm not saying that people should have. I'm not telling people they should have left early. What I will tell you, it's a Sunday night. in September when people have to go to work and school the next day and the Bills were doing nothing and were down really two scores in the fourth quarter by giving up 40 points. I am not going to sit here and tell and criticize people for wanting to get out of the stadium and beat the traffic and get home before 3 a.m.
You know what's funny is we're talking about this. I will certainly not criticize anybody. If you spend the money and you want to come to this game, you can do whatever you want. I know Josh made a comment of like, hey, let's have some faith, whatever. I think he was being lighthearted. I don't think he was being critical. I told you about my sister's wedding this weekend. It was a very chaotic weekend. My wife, at the moment of this recording, has absolutely no idea the Bills won. Like, because she went to bed.
Went to bed early.
She went to bed probably when they went down two scores, is my assumption. She's, you know, got to work in the morning, got to wake up at 7 a.m. She went to bed. So she's going to, I'll probably, when I get home, just tap her on the shoulder and just be like, hey, the Bills won. But yeah, I mean, like, that is, there's going to be people who have no idea the Bills win or won until they roll over and they check their phone.
Yeah, I'm not going to criticize people for leaving the stadium early, but it was still a great, great ending for those who were here.
John, how close was that final kick to being blocked? I think real close, it looked like, from Kyle Hamilton.
Somebody said that Deion Walker didn't block him. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
I didn't see that, so I'll have to go back and look at that. No doubt about it. It was a fantastic ending here to the final home opener here at Highmark Stadium. Well, where do you go from here? The Bills have a lot of cleaning up to do. Real quick, we'll touch on injuries. The only one that was really of note was Brandon Codrington, but he came back in the game.
Yep.
So that's good news. Talked to him after. He said he was feeling fine. He said, obviously, I went back in. So that was good for the Buffalo Bills. I can't remember any other injuries necessarily to speak about. Greg Rousseau was getting his knee looked at, but he went back in
Spencer
later
Brown
as well.
On the final drive of the game, but he stayed out there for those little.
And when you play a physical team like the Ravens, to get out like that is good. And listen, this is going to be a week where they're going to have to get their bodies right because after a game like that, you're going to feel it. They're going to go against a Jets team that, oh, by the way, look good running the football against the Steelers today.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think that Justin Fields is going to present some similar problems to what the Ravens were able to have success with in this game with Justin Fields and quarterback design runs and all of those things. You know, I feel like for the Bills, it's tricky because the Jets lost a close game. I almost feel like in that situation, you'd rather have them win the week before, but you still like that they lost, right? Because it's a division opponent and whatever.
I know.
I just always feel like teams are a little bit more desperate, 0-1. They don't want to be 0-2. It does feel like there has been a culture shift with the Jets. The Dolphins is crazy. They got boat raced. But what's also crazy is the Bills for a while looked like they were going to get boat raced in this game and then still were able to get a win. A couple guys I want to give shout outs to. I know we're going all over the place.
Yeah.
That's honestly very fair.
Hey,
how about Jackson Hawes?
Oh my gosh.
Making the catch down the middle that put the Bills in the position to ultimately go and score the touchdown that almost tied the game before the fade to Keon Coleman. I mean, I'm watching up from the press box and I'm like, Jackson Hawes, like in his first ever NFL game, kudos to him.
First target, first catch.
Tight end, first target, first catch. Some decent stuff from Dalton Kincaid. The touchdown was nice. He had a block on that opening drive that opened up an alley for Ty Johnson on a critical third down. That was good to see. The catch he made on the sideline, also good to see. It was all over the place. You know, I thought we would see a little bit more from Khalil Shakir in this game. Elijah Moore, of course, getting the
Curtis Samuel was a healthy scratch. Yeah. What do you think of that?
I mean, he's been unavailable, and I think that they think Elijah Moore can do something similar. Somebody said Matt Prater. Like, we've barely talked about Matt Prater, even
You're
though
right.
he is the star of the show. Besides,
dude walks in off the street 3 days ago, 41 years old, 18-year veteran, and I'm just going to tell people, I'm going to try to tweet this out. We're going to grab, I got to grab the interview that I did on the field with Matt Prater after the game. It was awesome. This guy, I mean, it was great. Never talked to the guy in my life until that very moment. It was great. But Matt Prater, big shout out. So many people in that locker room said the same thing. Like, I can't believe it. This guy just got here 3 days ago. But man, he's a vet. He knows what he's doing. That's exactly right. Dorian Strong. I don't think he didn't do anything that to me that made me say, oh, he can't play in this league. I thought he was fine.
Yeah, well, it's hard to gauge because they barely passed the ball because they were so effective running the ball. There was the one little holding penalty, which was okay. You know, you don't want to see a holding penalty, but it was a pretty ticky-tack call. I didn't see anything from Dorian Strong where I was like, whoa, that was bad. Honestly, the run defense and the play of the safeties, that's when I was like, whoa, those are really bad. Everybody else, I was like, oh, okay, there was some good, there was some bad. Even, I feel the same way, you know, you mentioned Joey Bosa. Like, I think there were some flashes from Joey Bosa that were good.
I didn't like the way he played the option play.
Yeah.
So I thought he got sucked in a little bit too much there. I got two questions for you before we leave. Somebody keeps telling us here there was a towel on the field, on a field goal. Bills should have been penalized. When have you ever seen a team get penalized from a towel on the field? They run out there, they wipe their hands, they throw the towel to the side.
Yeah, no.
I have no idea what that person's talking about. And if there is some rule in the rule book, hit me up and let me know, because I've never seen that before. So no penalty on the Bills for a towel on the field. That doesn't happen. Okay, I got to ask you. You're up there. You're following along on social media. I say up there, by the way. It's the press box up there, folks. You're following along on social media. What was going on with
Benford?
Josh?
Benford did not have a bad game.
No, I mean,
the one target on the
what a catch!
It was unbelievable.
What a catch!
Somebody said it was a push. It was not a push. No, great, it was an unbelievable catch from DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre, another great catch against the Bills. With one hand this time, it was crazy. How about the MVP talk and people talking about Lamar and that play? I'm sure people are like, that's your MVP. I kept thinking in my head, I bet you people are saying all over, that's your MVP. And then Josh comes down, kind of one-ups it with the win, right? I mean, just what was going on social?
Ooh, not really much. Honestly, at that point, I think I was pretty feverishly writing because I thought the Bills are going to lose and it's going to be a defensive just disaster day for them. So I wasn't paying a ton of attention to social media. I was playing against Josh Allen in fantasy football. So for most of the day, he was having a pretty ho-hum day until the fourth quarter when he absolutely went off. So, yeah, I wasn't really paying attention to it. I mean, I think Lamar was phenomenal in this game. I think just Josh was better, right? Like in this instance, and Josh
Lamar was 210 passing, 70 rushing, 280 total. Uh-huh. Bingo Bob, would a false starter holding on the last kick have ended the game? No, because the kick was good. Then the Ravens would have accepted it and they would have had to re-kick, basically. So you can't end the game on an offensive penalty like that.
Oh, I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, because if you kick it and there's a penalty, but it's good, if they decline it, it's good. If they accept it, you got to replay the down.
But the clock would stop. Would there be, 0 seconds on the clock?
Yeah.
So an untimed down?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, I didn't even think about that. I feel like I downplayed a little bit the fire drill stuff that they did. Kudos to them. They executed it very well. And considering that Matt Prater before
Actually, let
Thursday,
me stop. Because the clock's running, might be a 10-second runoff. So you're right. Maybe. I'm sorry, Bingo Bob. Bingo Bob, I think you might be right. Could have been a 10-second run-up. But anyway, I don't know why they're asking. There was no penalty there.
I asked Prater. It was a phenomenal answer from him. And I asked him, because I asked a lot of the players after the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All of these guys have played football for a long, long time. Have you ever played in a game this crazy? Some of them said, I have never. Like Deion Dawkins was like, this is the craziest game I've ever played in. A couple of the other ones were like, I cannot believe that that happens. Joey Bosa had a great answer. He's like, I've played in some crazy games, and it felt like we always lost them. So to be on this end is almost euphoric. Matt Prater's answer was, played in some pretty crazy games when Tim Tebow was in Denver, and I was like, Touche. That is a really, really good answer. You definitely played in some crazy games with Tebow.
Miles, you're getting it all wrong tonight. Not only is there no penalty for a towel on the field, the clock was running, dude. Like, they ran on the field. The clock was not frozen. They were running onto the field, and the clock was running when they kicked it. So, Miles, go to bed. You got to be better than that. All right, but we got to be better, too, because we made some mistakes tonight.
Is there anybody else?
By the way, you know what? Do you know what Jackson Hawes' answer was to that question? Have you ever been in such a crazy game?
No.
He said, hate to say, but we lost 8 overtimes to Georgia when I was at Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's crazy. I do remember that game, actually. That is really crazy. I think that we talked a little bit about Jackson Hawes. Keon Coleman deserves a lot of credit for the game that he played in tonight. Josh Allen was absolutely phenomenal. James Cook made some plays. James Cook took a little while to get going, especially on the ground, but he had a huge play on, like, it wasn't a screen pass, but a short pass that he got down all the way to the end. It was like a 50-yard play or something. So there were some nice moments there. Ty Johnson had one that he usually catches go off of his fingers.
What a great throw. That was a great throw.
Unbelievable throw from Josh Allen. But I always think to myself, man, Ty Johnson is just such an impressive player for this team. Ed Oliver was phenomenal.
No, I'm not worried about the running game, Lauren. I think that the Bills' running game will be just fine. They put a good defense tonight, and I didn't think the Bills were particularly great at the run game, but they made some yards when they needed to at different times.
Let me say this too. Going back to the Ravens, the Bills just won. The Ravens have made mistakes. The Bills have had success against the Ravens. If I am the Bills, I want nothing to do with seeing that team again.
100%.
Absolutely nothing to do with seeing that team again. And that's honestly the reason why the one seed could be so beneficial. Think about the road that most of the time the Chiefs have had to the Super Bowl compared to teams like the Ravens and the Bills. A couple of years ago was an outlier. The Chiefs were the 3 seed. They came here. They won. They went on the road to Baltimore. They won. But what if it stacks up where the Ravens are the 2 seed and the Bills are the 1 seed and you avoid them potentially until all the way at the end and you could play here? Or if they lose, you know, then you're hosting another team here. I think I told you this before the game. I think the Ravens are the worst possible matchup in the NFL for the Bills.
100%.
The players that they have on their team. So the fact that the Bills, even on a day when they gave up 40 points, were still able to pull out a win is really, really impressive to me. And also, for as concerning as the defense was, especially in the run game, we also saw the defense get torched against the Rams last year, and then we're able to bounce back for a couple games after that. So I do think that, like, yeah, it's a concern, but I think that they should be able to periodically clean this up.
All right. Well, I'm going to be on the radio early in the morning. I'll be on with Joe DiBiase at 9 a.m. I believe Jeremy is off tomorrow on WGR, so I'll be on with him at 9. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to do the Extra Point Show 10 to 12. And the Monday Extra Point Show is just your calls, folks. It's all it is. And I can't wait to hear from many of you. How about you, Matt? What do you got tomorrow?
We've got our show Leading the Charge Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. with myself, Howard Simon, Joe Biscaglia, Dom Tibbetts, Brother Bill. The lights just went off here in the stadium. Very scenic. They're closing the lights off on us. I'm going to be doing, you know, nonstop coverage. You know that Sean McDermott press conferences are back in person on Mondays now.
Yeah, I do know that. We used to have Zoom, but now they're in person.
So now they're in person. So we will be doing that. I am so excited to go get 3 hours of sleep before my daughter inevitably wakes me up and I just have another chaotic day tomorrow.
Thank you so much for everybody who came in. We are over 4,000 live viewers, and it is one.
It's 2 in the morning.
It's exactly 2 a.m.
It is 2 a.m. And there are more than 4,000 of you watching. We appreciate that. See, they didn't leave early from the stream here.
No,
just
that's
the stadium.
Right. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. If you're watching on video, you can always re-listen audio-wise wherever you pod. If you're listening to us on the audio that's put up by our producer, Mike Robbie, thanks, Mike. You can always go back and watch the video, replay it. You want to watch and consume all the content at Sal Sports on Twitter. Follow him at Matt_Bove. What a great night here in Buffalo at Highmark Stadium. I still can't believe it.
You know what's crazy is they go away next week for the Jets game next weekend, and then it's home game against the Dolphins Thursday night football, home game against the Saints Sunday 1 o'clock, home game against the Patriots Sunday night football, and then Monday night football on the road against Atlanta. That was a long-winded way of saying one road game and then the next 3 games after that right here in Orchard Park.
Have a great night, everybody. Thanks a lot for joining us. Very, very late wherever you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.